applying hours of service regulations, applying hours of service or HOS regulations, including on-duty and driving limits and the 34-hour restart provision, is essential for tractor-trailer operators to ensure compliance, safety, and efficient scheduling. These regulations are designed to prevent driver fatigue and promote safe driving practices. Here's how to apply these regulations. On-duty and driving limits, U.S. regulations. 11-hour driving limit. Tractor-trailer operators can drive a maximum of 11 hours in a consecutive 14-hour on-duty period. The 14-hour period starts when the driver begins any work-related activities. Once the 11-hour limit is reached, the driver must take a 10-hour rest break before driving again. 14-hour on-duty limit. The 14-hour on-duty period includes all work-related activities, not just driving. This means that any time spent on tasks like loading, unloading, paperwork, and breaks counts towards this limit. After 14 hours, a driver must take a 10-hour off-duty period. 30-minute break. Tractor-trailer operators must take a 30-minute break if they have been driving for 8 consecutive hours. This break can be taken in segments, but must add up to at least 30 minutes of off-duty or sleeper berth time. Weekly limits. Tractor-trailer operators are subject to weekly limits. They can't work more than 60 hours in 7 consecutive days or 70 hours in 8 consecutive days. This limit can be reset with a 34-hour restart. 34-hour restart provision. The 34-hour restart provision allows tractor-trailer operators to reset their weekly work hours. Here's how to use it. After reaching the maximum weekly hours of 60 or 70, take a continuous 34-hour rest break that includes 2 periods from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. The 34-hour restart will reset the driver's weekly work hours, allowing them to start a new work week. This means they can continue to drive without accumulating hours from the previous work week. Ensure that all activities during the 34-hour restart are logged as off-duty time. It's important to note that HOS regulations can vary by country, and the above description specifically applies to U.S. regulations as of my knowledge cutoff date in September 2021. Tractor-trailer operators should stay informed about the specific HOS regulations in their region and keep accurate records of their on-duty and off-duty time to ensure compliance. Additionally, electronic logging devices are often used to automatically track and record HOS to assist drivers in compliance. Keeping track of hours of service using an electronic logging device or paper logs, keeping track of work hours as a tractor-trailer operator is essential for compliance with hours of service regulations and ensuring safety on the road. Tractor-trailer operators can choose between using electronic logging devices or paper logs to record their hours. Here's an explanation of both methods. Using an electronic logging device. Electronic logging devices have become the standard for tracking HOS due to their accuracy, efficiency, and compliance features. Here's how to use an ELD installation. Ensure the ELD is properly installed in the tractor-trailer. It should be securely mounted and easily accessible to the driver. Log in to the ELD system using your unique credentials. This may involve entering a username and password, using a smart card or other authentication methods. Select duty status. Indicate your duty status example, off-duty, sleeper berth, driving, on-duty, not driving, as you start and end each phase of your workday. The ELD will have a user-friendly interface to make these selections. Automatic recording. ELDs automatically record your driving time, location, and other relevant data. The device will also prompt you to make manual duty status entries when necessary, such as when starting or ending a break. Annotations. ELDs allow you to add annotations to your logs if you need to explain any deviations or unusual situations. Certify your logs. Before submitting your logs, review and certify them to confirm their accuracy. This certification indicates that you've reviewed your logs and they are complete and accurate. Roadside inspection. During a roadside inspection, provide the ELD data to law enforcement upon request. ELDs typically provide the option to display your logs electronically or print them for inspection. Maintain records. Ensure you have access to your ELD records for at least 6 months, as required by regulations. Using paper logs. Some tractor trailer operators, particularly those who are not required to use ELDs, prefer to maintain paper logs. Here's how to use paper logs. Obtain logbook. Ensure you have a paper logbook, which can be purchased at truck stops or obtained from your company. Entry start time. Record the start time and date at the beginning of your workday. Duty status changes. Make entries to change your duty status, example, off-duty to on-duty, driving to sleeper berth. As your activities change, include the location, time, and total driving hours. Breaks and rest periods. Document any breaks, rest periods, and off-duty time taken during your shift. Annotations. Use the annotations section to explain any deviations from your normal routine or any unusual circumstances. Certify logs. At the end of each work week, review and certify your logs by signing and dating them. This certification affirms that your records are complete and accurate. Roadside inspection. During a roadside inspection, provide your paper logs to law enforcement upon request. Be prepared to explain any entries. Record keeping. Keep your paper logs organized and available for inspection for at least 6 months. It's essential to remember that regulations may vary by region, and some drivers may be required to use ELDs regardless of their personal preference. Tractor-trailer operators should always familiarize themselves with the specific HOS regulations that apply to them and maintain accurate records to ensure compliance.